Hey y'all tuned in to City Skies to Mountain Views. Welcome to the podcast that focuses on different positive aspects that help lead to living a much more positive life. Enjoy, y'all. Beautiful people, welcome back to City Skies to Mind Views, y'all. You're back at it with P on this beautiful and vibrant Thursday. I'm over here sipping on some pink Moscato and pink lemonade that my lady concocted. Just trying to enjoy, you know, this thirsty Thursday. haven't had like one of those type of events since college. But yo, I hope everyone has been able to have a fruitful week this past week. And the reason I use the word fruitful for this episode is because I know even for myself, this week has been a real draining and very interesting week, especially with all the news that has been coming out recently, especially, you know, social media and everything. And everything has just been so toxic and negative to the point that I've even just tried to kind of take myself away from just mainstream shit because it's just continuing to be just hurtful and draining and other bullshit. But for this episode, that's not exactly where I want to go in that direction to talk about what's just happening with this week, because we already know what's happening. Like, we know all the injustices that has been going on. We know all the bullshit that has been going on, even with the whole, like, just reopening. Like, everybody's scared, you know? Everybody's scared. Everybody wants to go back to living their normal type of lives. But we have to adapt, y'all. Like, we have to adapt. We have to want better. We have to be better. And for even my close ones that know me really well, and they know, for the ones that grew up with me back in high school and college, like, I used to really be about peace and love. And, you know, now as I've gotten older, you know, I've seen that I really want to start pushing more for unity. Like, you know, especially as a country, as a society, as the group of people that inhabit these lands, there's no unity in the world. And we really have to work on that. And with everything, with all, like, with all peoples, with all different races, with families, and even within ourselves, we're always fighting, you know, we're always against something. But why the fuck can we not just get together and unite for the better cause? Like, it's always something that's pushing to be more important than the other, when everything's important. But yo, something has to fucking give. Like, you know, we have to be able to just combine all of our minds together, combine all of our hearts together, combine all of our strengths together, combine, yo, just everything to be able to just push past all the bullshit that's just continuing to go on in the world. But this is a segue into what I really want to talk about for this episode. And today's episode deals with expressing yourself. And being able to express yourself in a much more positive way, to where you are able to voice how you feel about something in particular. Not voice your opinions, because many of us have seemed to confuse giving our opinion and expressing how we truly feel about something particular. But with this episode, I want to try to guide my listeners into realizing that, yo, enough is enough. That we are continuing to just keep everything bottled in. Enough is enough. That we continue to not say how we really feel about shit. Enough is enough to continue to keep our feelings within ourselves. Especially when we want to voice ourselves. Especially when we want to get those feelings out. Especially when we're tired of feeling the way that we're feeling because of a particular, like, thing. So, yesterday, I had a great conversation with some friends and family, and even my lady, too, afterwards. And it just helped kind of open my mind up a little more just about the idea of expressing yourself. And I say that because there's so many of us that, you know, we hold whatever we really feel inside. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where as an adult, like, you just get tired of it. You get tired of the same bullshit. You get tired of people still invading your space with negativity that you don't want to be surrounded like by. And after conversing with my cousins and friends last night, it was very interesting to see and hear how they felt about expressing themselves, because, you know, I've been around many types of people. I've been around people that hold a lot of shit in. I've been around people that, shit, they're ready to fucking just say whatever they gotta say in negative 2.5 seconds. And yo, you know what? Like, at the end of the day, what you feel is what you feel. And nobody should ever feel like they can judge a person on how they feel about something specific. You know, we might be able to agree, we might be able to disagree, but to that individual, that's how that individual is feeling, you know, about something that they like, something they didn't like, something that surprised them, something that, yo, you know what, became really worthwhile. You know, we see it everywhere. We see it with the news. We see it in sports. We see it in many, many entertainment aspects as well. But everybody's always willing to express how they feel. But because of other people's opinions, especially negative opinions, like, I know for myself, like, there's been many situations where I was able to just tell myself, yo, you know what? It's not worth it. Walk away. Because the other person is not trying to understand. The other person is being boisterous and, you know, is just really, like, stern with what they think, what they believe, whatever the case is. So I can even tell you from my own experience, you know, I learned that at a young age that, yo, not everything, one, needs a response. Not everything needs my energy. And not everything needs my time. But when I know that I don't want to hold something in, oh, I'm definitely going to air that shit out. And I'm going to let it out because I don't want that negativity in my aura. I don't want that shit around me. I don't want to feel shitty. I don't want to feel angry. I don't want to feel this, that, and the third. So I'm going to let that shit out. But as the recipients of listening to other people express themselves, we have to start learning to listen. We have to start learning to pay attention. We honestly think that our opinions are always the highest because they're coming from our minds. They're coming from what we believe in. They're coming from, and I'm holding air quotes right now, facts, you know, and shit like that. But at the end of the day, you can't really negate a person for how they feel about something. And we see that shit everywhere. And that toxicity, yo, that's it. Enough is enough. We're not putting up with this shit anymore. We're not putting up with people that want to downplay how we feel about shit, especially that we're not fond of and we don't like and things like that. And I definitely will say that it definitely starts with us. It starts with our own selves, because we'll be the first ones to want to downplay how we feel. We'll be the first ones to want to just brush how we feel to the side for whatever reasons, you know, whatever the case is. And nah, like, we honestly, especially in these days and times, we have to start putting ourselves first. And along with our physical health, we really have to start focusing on our mental health. And because we honestly don't realize that all this negative shit, like I had a whole convo with my lady about this. And it's just like, yo, sometimes, especially I'll say for myself, coming from the Bronx, I've seen a lot, I've been around a lot. And would I say that I'm desensitized to a few things? Probably, because I've seen it. I've been like, it's not a surprise to me anymore. And I feel like, you know what? Regardless of the shit that I've experienced, I've witnessed, whatever, I still want change. You know, I want change for the better. I want happiness amongst everybody. And yo, like, that shit is really hard. Like, because what I want is not what the next person wants. And as crazy as it sounds, you know what? Like, because I don't want to use the word accept. I don't want to, like, and personally, I don't want to accept, you know, a person's bullshit. I don't want to accept a person's negativity. But unfortunately, the fact of the matter is, we will not be able to reach everyone. So that's why I feel so strong about uniting. We have to be able to get together to express all of the feelings that we do feel. You know, because everybody's gonna feel like it's bullshit. Everybody's gonna feel like it's legit. Everybody will be able to relate. Everybody will not be able to relate. But that does not mean to keep what you're feeling inside and to not express how you really feel about shit that's really affecting you. When you give yourself permission to communicate what matters to you in every situation, you will have peace despite rejection or disapproval. Putting a voice to your soul helps you to let go of the negative energy of fear and regret. That quote was by Shannon L. Alder. And shit, y'all, like, I mean, yo, like, when you get a chance, definitely think about that quote and how it resonates in your life, but we're in a type of world where we rely on approval, and we let rejection hit us so fucking hard. But at the end of the day, putting that fear and regret aside, being able to deal with that fear and regret at hand, especially when you tackle it, you know, face to face, it doesn't feel like fear and energy. It feels powerful. It feels like you have control of what you can control. And we have to start speaking up for ourselves, for how we feel, because fuck that suppressing shit. Like, no, we should not have to tell our kids to suppress how they feel. We shouldn't even have to tell adults to suppress how they feel about shit. Us as humans, we have to learn to listen and to try to understand. Because as long as we continue to just feel that our opinion, regardless of whatever someone else tells us, is highest of them all, the mission of uniting will never be accomplished, because everybody would just rather like stand up for their shit rather than coming together and understanding everything else outside of their shit. And that's why expressing yourself is so important and so essential, especially for the fact that not only does it give you a voice, but it also shows you your own individuality. And as a society, we lose that shit so fucking fast. And yo, like, You just gotta know and learn yourself. You gotta be able to love yourself, and expressing yourself is definitely one of those ways, because it's, you know, you're able to show yourself how much you love yourself through dealing with the shit that continues to keep you unhappy, keeps you angry, you know, and all of these other negative feelings that you don't want to continue to feel. So let that shit out. Don't hold that shit no more. So, before I let y'all go and end this episode, I just wanted to bring an extra awareness to Ahmaud Arbery. And if you haven't heard that name yet, yo, you know, Google it, Google the articles. Like, it's really tragic, like, what's going on in the U.S. and even how he was murdered. But I definitely know that, you know, my lady and I, we definitely want to honor him, because his birthday's on Friday, May 8th. And, you know, we're definitely going to do a little run and jog, you know, in his honor and his name and his birthday. You know, at the end of the day, like, it's fucking wild, because, you know, there's nothing we can do about it right now. Like, especially when a lot of shit is out of our control. And, you know, this is where we definitely need our voices to rise. We need, you know, unity to definitely be one of the most impactful things, you know, to be developed. But yo, like, and you know what? And I won't front. You know, I know for myself, I can't talk for my lady, but this is definitely one way that I know I can express my unity with just the people. And it's just like, yo, fuck it. Hell yeah, let's go do this run. So, everybody, please, continue to be safe, continue, you know, to practice social distancing, but also continue to live your lives, continue to work through shit. Continue to focus on your happiness. Once again, as long as we stick together, we're definitely going to get through this. We just got to continue that and believe that. All right, y'all. Have a great one.